This is the DMT One-to-One Show, episode 39, on the 12th of December, 2013. This week on the show, an interview with Shehzad Doradia, CEO of the company Bop.fm. Great, it's a real pleasure to be here on the DMT One-to-One Show with Shehzad Doradia, co-founder and CEO of the company Bop.fm. So hi Shehzad, and great to have you on. How's it going?
I'm doing great. About yourself?
Great, thank you. All going very well. So you're at the web at the moment, so there's a little bit of background noise, but I'm sure the listeners will forgive us. So I wanted to ask you all about Bop.fm. First of all, what is the service?
Yeah, sure. So Bop.fm creates a home for every song on the internet and lets you easily share it with anyone, regardless of country, device, or music service. So we are ourselves effectively a music service that aggregates all your favorite music sources into one interface. So whether it be the on-demand streaming services like Spotify, RDO, Deezer, or the download store like iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, or even the unstructured free streaming services like YouTube and SoundCloud. We bring them all into one spot so you can easily play across all these different services and share with a friend, even if your friend is on a different service than you.
Yeah, and so when did you start out with the journey from of Bop.fm, and what was your background before that?
Yeah, sure. So we started the company earlier this year, say April or so, and we got into Y Combinator in May. For those who don't know, Y Combinator is a relatively noteworthy startup accelerator in the Bay Area in the United States. And so we did the Y Combinator program this summer, graduated from it in August. And we actually launched our limited private beta in the summer in July, and just last week came out of private beta and did our public launch, complete with some press that accompanied it. So we're pretty excited about that. And here we are today. Before starting the company, my background has been primarily in technology and startups. So I started my career working in venture capital for a couple of years in New York, investing in technology. But then decided to jump to the other side and get an opportunity by joining the Kayak.com as an early employee. So I led user acquisition at Kayak and helped them grow and scale the company before then joining another startup called Billshrink, which was kind of like a Kayak for multiple other services, help you find the best cell phone plan, the best credit card, etc. Before then, after that, Billshrink was acquired by MasterCard, and so I took some time off before starting the company, Bop.fm, earlier this year.
Cool. Great. And so let's look at the way that you integrate different services on Bop.fm. So at the moment, it's mostly a link out. So the process is you search for an artist or a track, and then that track, you can then access it from a variety of different services. Is that correct? But it's mostly a link out process. So if you want to listen to it on Spotify, then you click on the link and that takes you to your Spotify application, right?
Not exactly. We are a client. So we are a Spotify client and a YouTube client and an RDO client all in one. So we actually will play within our web application from these various sources. So with Spotify, it's interesting because Spotify has a desktop client. So we'll actually be controlling your desktop client. So the music will be coming from there, but you can actually control it from our website. And then with every other service, YouTube, SoundCloud, RDO, Deezer, etc., it's built right into the website, and there's no desktop client that has to communicate with. So basically, you can have that one single interface. You don't have to get linked out, right? And one of the reasons we started the company is because we thought it was very painful experience to have to switch between multiple different applications to be able to consume all your music, right? So if it's Spotify for your daily listening, but the Beatles aren't on Spotify, so you have to move over to iTunes for that, and then you've got brand new tracks on YouTube and SoundCloud, you have to switch over to that. We wanted to have it all in one spot and not have to worry about being spread across all these different apps.
Sure. And, you're talking about all the different services, and in a way, your service makes complete sense, and there's a couple of companies that are looking at doing similar things in the area. But it's interesting to see your perspective on what the services themselves are thinking, because, of course, from my perspective, I'm thinking they must enjoy the fact that they're very siloed environments, because that means that users are less likely to leave and move to another service because it's more difficult for them to do that. So do you feel like there is some resistance to from the services in creating a more comprehensive user experience on that front?
No, not at all. So I think it just comes down to a different strategy they're in. So for people that they draw directly to their channel, it makes sense for them to be siloed. although unfortunately the users often suffer because of it, but that's not to say that they don't enjoy participating in any different channels. So you know, we actually have a healthy relationship and dialogue with all these different services. Most recently, Deezer, which we announced as a new partner just yesterday at the web. Deezer actually came to us inbound, and we've got multiple other music services that are in our pipeline to integrate as well that have also come into us inbound. And the reason why is because they see us as a great channel for acquiring new users. Right? I mean, it's a very competitive industry out there. There is no one music service that has a lion of the market, and so none of them are in this position to defend their turf, right? They're all in a position to grow their turf, and so we provide yet another channel for them to be able to acquire new subscribers.
Yeah, sure. Looking at the monetization side of things, of course, you're still at the beginning, so looking at gathering as much of an audience as possible, but as far as your future plans go, you know, where do you feel like the money is going to come in from?
For sure. So today, as you mentioned, we are much more, you know, product and user experience focused than we are, say, monetization focused. That said, we do have a business model in place right now as a near-term model, which is itself an affiliate model. So as a subscriptions and upgrades to these music services, and we also drive digital track and album sales to the download stores, and we get a cut of the revenue that gets generated because of that. So for example, RDO has an affiliate program out the box that pays out about $10 per user per year as a recurring revenue bounty for the lifetime of that user. So we get that, you know, that rev share when we refer a new subscriber. Similarly, you know, if we refer an album downloader, a track download to iTunes or Amazon, we get that 5% commission. That's just a business model in the near term. It's not one that we expect to get as big. You know, longer term, you know, we are building up a destination, trying to scale up and acquire a significant user base, at which point the model shifts to being a data play, right? Yeah. So not only would we know what's popular and trending in the aggregate, we'd also know what people like down at the individual level and can market to them appropriately.
That's great. And so, and are you also looking, I know a lot of services that are looking to aggregate content or do sort of services around search are looking also at hooking up with artists. Do you think that in the long term, there may be an opportunity for you to collaborate more closely with labels as well to feature artists or do things around that area?
Absolutely. So we're actually already in talks with a number of both artists directly and their managers, as well as with labels. So, you know, they really like what we're doing as well. You know, one thing we like to say is that, you know, we promote it. Win-win scenario between users, music services, and, you know, artists / labels. As the users win because they get comprehensiveness and seamless sharing. The music services win because they get a channel for acquiring new subscribers. And the artists and labels win because we promote the healthy, paid, legal adoption of music in a way that promotes monetization and combats piracy, right? And so labels love the idea of having this, you know, platform agnostic, service agnostic channel they can use to promote artists and break new artists, etc. And for artists, we provide a simple single link that they can tweet out, for example, to their followers that encompasses all the different channels that they exist, rather than having to, you know, tweet out like a dozen different links, one for Spotify, one for YouTube, one for RDO, SoundCloud, etc. You know, since we, you know, tie all that up into one interface, it makes it a lot easier for them to engage their own fan base.
Yeah, sure. And finally, let's talk about platforms. So you guys are on a desktop, so on a web browser essentially at the moment. Have you got any plans of taking the service to a native app on either Android or iPhone? And what are your plans around that? Because of course, that introduces a whole host of other problems. You know, given that access to those services, you know, the premium services is only possible for subscribers when you move onto a mobile channel.
That's right. So right today we are a web app, and we do have intentions to move to native apps, both on desktop as well as iOS and Android. The beauty is that the same value propositions and feature set that we can offer on the web is available. It is possible to, you know, add into our native apps as well. You're absolutely right that in order for a user to be able to avail themselves of, say, Spotify through the native app, they would need to connect their Spotify account. That'd be a premium account. Just another example of how we would be driving premium subscriptions for Spotify, right? But at the same time, we don't completely deprive users because YouTube and SoundCloud would still work very seamlessly within our native app. So we can still serve users with their content, both on the web and in their pocket.
Yeah, and who knows, rumors are that in just 3 or 4 hours, Spotify might announce a free Mume or ad-sponsored version of their mobile app. So we're going to see what happens with that. Well, thanks so much. And how do you find the web? Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, the web's been great. You know, it's just it's a very large, relevant audience to be in front of. And I'm very thankful for the opportunity to present here.
Did you find other music companies wandering around?
I did find a couple. So I know that Deezer is, I believe they're a sponsor and they're here, and a couple other smaller music startups. But as far as those that are just presenting or demoing, I think we might have been the only ones.
Yeah. Well, great. Thank you so much. And again, it's bop.fm. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And thanks so much for listening to the DMT One-to-One show, which is coming out every week on digitalmusictrends.com. Also, check out the weekly news show, which is a panel-based news show where we discuss the latest digital music news. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend. Until next time.